school officially ends today, though.
Do you still have openings there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Go to private.
I can make that.
It's 6:30 Wednesday, June 11th. We'll call the judiciary and law enforcement meeting in order.
There you go.
Roll call, please.
Dan Esposito?
Here.
Anita Johnson?
Here.
Boyd Frederick?
Here.
David Arrington? David Arrington? Ronald Johnson?
Here.
Leah Blau? Leah Blau? John Poole?
Here.
Luke O'Neill?
Here.
Spencer Wilker?
Here.
Thank you. 6:31, citizens' comments. Any citizens wishing to speak? Please sit up in front of the desk, state your name and address for the record. In 5 minutes, citizens' comments. Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. Supervisor comments. Any supervisor have any comments at this time?
I do.
Supervisor Johnson?
I just wanted to take a minute to welcome our new youth and governance members.
You beat me to it.
Luke and Spencer. And I'm sorry, I'll get them right the next time. Who's who? but we want to welcome you. I'll be their mentor this term. And anything you guys need, please let me know. And if everybody wants to, have you met everybody here?
Yeah, I'd like to go around and just introduce ourselves.
Great.
We'll start with Donna.
I'm Donna DeBray. I'm the secretary for the
committee.
Boyd Frederick County Board Supervisor, probably Western End of the City of Kenosha.
Luke, oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Luke O'Neill, and I'm a junior at Wistosha Central.
Welcome.
Ron Johnson, supervisor.
Spencer Wilker, and I'll be a senior at Catholic Central next year.
John Poole, county supervisor, District 20, which is Paddock Lake in northern Salem.
Don't worry about me.
I know.
Anita Johnson, and I'll be your mentor. Pleasant Prairie in Bristol, yay.
Dan Esposito, Supervisor, District 16. Welcome, you guys. If you have any questions or comments, feel free. You know, we look forward to you guys being on our committee. And feel free, if any questions or concerns, just let us know and mix you right in, okay? Let the record show, Supervisor Blau's here. Chairman comments. Supervisor Blau, Luke O'Neill, Spencer Wilker, Youth and Governance, Supervisor Blau.
Hi, welcome. Nice to have you here.
I have chairman comments to Supervisor Johnson. So, moving on.
Sorry.
6:34.
Would you make some comments about, because last night, it was originally going to be judiciary, law, and legislative. And you were at the meeting last night, if you could remember.
I was not at the meeting last night.
Oh, you were not? Okay, I'm
so
sorry.
So I cannot make a comment. I was out of town.
Okay, my apologies.
Yeah. I'll just give you kind of an overview. I don't know where it's going. We talked about potentially joining judiciary and law and the legislative committee that used to be. Mm-hmm. And we would take that part on because legislative is... There's things that go on with legislative, but it's not a month-to-month thing. Things come up, you address them, and then there could be a few months that go by, and there's really not a lot of legislative stuff going on. I know it was brought up at the executive committee. I apologize. I didn't contact anybody today to understand what was said or so on and so forth, but I'll give everybody an update of where we're going forward. There's mixed emotions, I guess, about it. Some people say it should kind of stand by itself. It should stay with the executive committee. Some people say it could be put into this committee. This is the closest committee that, if you're going to put it into a committee, this would be the closest one that it goes with. It wouldn't go with Public Works. It wouldn't go with Building and Grounds. It wouldn't go with PDAC. It wouldn't go with, you know, so on and so forth, finance or admin. So that's kind of been the works of it. We don't really know where it's going as of right now. So I'll just keep you updated. One way or the other, you know, if it has to come to this committee, I welcome it anyway. So it's not that huge of a deal. It's not going to be like it's adding hours onto our meetings, so on and so forth. But anybody got any questions in regards to that? It was 6:35, moving on. May I have approval of the minutes, May 14, 2014? Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Blau. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Those are approved. 635, we have a resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. It's the FY 2014 Law Enforcement Justice Assistance Grant JAG. Welcome, Nancy.
Good evening, Supervisor Esposito. For those that don't know who I am, I'm Nancy Otis. I work for the Sheriff's Department as their budget manager. And I'm Chief Deputy for the Sheriff's Department, Charles Smith. This resolution, we're looking for your approval. It's an offer of funding through the federal government. Our share of this funding is $13,386. The total grant award offered by the feds to the city is $33,463, and we've agreed to split with the City of Kenosha Police Department and the Sheriff's Department a 60-40 split of those funds. In that resolution is the memorandum of understanding between both municipalities on that split. This is an annual offer by the Department of Justice to municipalities all over the country, so you'll see this frequently. For the $13,386 grant award that we're expecting, we'd like to purchase 13 taser devices, some holsters for those devices, some battery packs, and traffic ones, 15 traffic ones. Maybe page 3 or 4 gives you the list of the items that we're interested in. And the budget modification increases revenue by $13,386 and a like expense line to the same amount to equal the grant. There is no local match required. This is cash from the feds, I guess, to they're only looking for law enforcement to keep their equipment up to date and equipment inventory. We're trying to build an inventory of tasers so that each law enforcement officer has their own assigned to them rather than a bank of them that they turn in at the end of their shift and then the next shift takes that next out. We're looking to build the inventory. Last year's Justice Assistance Grant, we purchased a
same
number
thing.
Of them.
And where are we at with that, Nancy? I mean, are we pretty close to each officer having their own?
It'll be a few more years. Okay. Yeah. With $13,000 and they're kind of expensive, you know, with the supplies, it might take a little bit.
So how many officers is that?
I think we're looking for maybe 50 total or?
There's about 56.
56 maybe.
That includes patrol supervisors.
Something I included in this resolution, just for your information, I think it's the very last page. It'll show you the last few years of the grant award that the Sheriff's Department participated in and the kinds of things that we've spent in the past, depending on the funding level that was allowed during those years, just for information.
Anybody got any supervisors or youth and governance have any questions for Nancy?
No.
Thank you for the update of the past previous years. Supervisor Molinaro would have liked this.
Yes, I'll just
appreciate it.
There. You don't want it next year.
I'll call him.
Doesn't
when I
matter
this
to me.
No, it actually, I kind of like it because it gives us a kind of an idea of what we're doing, so on and so forth with this grant. Obviously, that we get awarded every year and the funds.
Sure.
Go up or down depending, I would assume, on what?
It actually depends on the amount of type 1 and type 2 crimes, your higher, you know, murders, burglaries, robberies, that sort of thing. And it's looked at for each municipality and then compared to the whole country, major cities, and a certain amount of funding is authorized. You'll see there's a sheet in there of the different municipalities for the state for Wisconsin. Wisconsin was awarded $1,000,003, and it's divvied up between various counties that qualified because you have to be a certain size and have a certain amount of other measures too. But
and just so I'm clear, the 60-40 split is 60 city, 40 us.
It is.
And is that usually the?
It has been.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They're larger equipment needs department, the chairs department.
Okay.
Kind of been the...
With that, can I have a motion to approve?
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Anita Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution passes. Thank you, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Here's the original.
640, number eight, any other business allowed by law? None. 640, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion to adjourn by Supervisor Poole, seconded by Supervisor Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed or adjourned? Thank you.
I can go find my wallet.
Good luck.
Spencer, this one was a tough one, huh?
Yeah.